The Health Star rating on food is a great tool for parents who want to make sure their kids aren't eating too much sugar or fat, but it may also be seriously inaccurate, giving shoppers a false sense of security about what they're eating. The consumer advocacy group Choice says the scheme needs an overhaul and that popular brands of cereal, health bars and energy drinks contain more sugar than the ratings suggest. Gavin Coote reports.
It's designed to give consumers an at-a-glance score just by looking at the front of the packet. In an era of processed and packaged foods aplenty, the Health Star rating system informs millions of Australians about the nutrition of a product they're about to sink their teeth into without having to study the nutritional information table on the side or the back of the box. The food ratings range from half a star to five. Items are penalised for the amount of salt, sugar and saturated fat, while gaining stars for fruit and vegetable content or the amount of protein and fibre. But not everyone's happy with the way these ratings are decided.
Right now, we have a major opportunity to improve the Health Star rating system and make sure that Australia stays ahead of the curve in terms of our front-of-pack labelling system.
Linda Przedetsky is from the country's largest consumer advocacy group, Choice. It's urging for a major shake-up of the way the Health Star rating is calculated, arguing added sugars that are not naturally found in foods aren't taken into account.
Not all sugars are created equal. Added sugars are extra sugars which are added into packaged products during the manufacturing process. These are the ones that the World Health Organization recommends that we cut down on.
Using an alternative algorithm which penalises added sugar, Linda Przedetsky says it's cereals in particular where star ratings could look completely different.
Some of the findings from our work really surprised us because we found that some products could actually lose as much as 2.5 health stars.
Using this measure, cereals like Nutrigrain, Uncle Toby's Plus Protein and Milo would plummet from 4 out of 5 stars to just 1.5 stars. The federal government's already reviewing the Health Star rating system, and states and territories are soon expected to meet with the Commonwealth to discuss the report's final recommendations. Michael Moore is a distinguished fellow at the George Institute and helped design the original system. He agrees added sugar needs to be factored in.
And we know that Nutrigrain had four stars, but originally it had a much lower rating than that until the company added fibre, added protein, removed quite a bit of sugar. And that's actually what brought it up.
He says the reformulation of products like Nutrigrain shows the system is complex.
So this is an opportunity to improve a system that's working quite well, but not well enough.
In a statement, the Australian Food and Grocery Council says the amount of total sugar is accounted for in the existing algorithm.
Gavin Coote reporting.